Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study the Word of God together. Let's turn to Deuteronomy 29:29. Try to remember this book and this passage. Deuteronomy 29:29. Verse 29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law.
29, 29.
So as we study the Bible, it's very important to understand this concept. I said the secret things belong to the Lord our God. So this means many things in the Bible we cannot understand. If we cannot understand, this means it's a secret. And God does not want us to know. So this means if we read something, we cannot understand it, we cannot fully explain it. This means it's okay because by faith, we know God knows what he's doing. But those things that revealed belong to us and to our children. So everything that we learn from the Bible, if God has revealed to us, then we should share with one another. And then we should share with our children. That's why we truly want to cultivate ourselves. We need to have fellowship with among brothers and sisters. Even as a worker, I learn much from brothers and sisters. Because brothers and sisters also have the Holy Spirit. Because of that, they also have the mind of Christ. So when we come together in fellowship, we should always continually to learn from one another. Even though we learn many things about the Bible, the most important thing we should do is we may do all the words of this law. So that's why every time we hear a worker always say, read and pray, read and pray. And the reason we continue to say because we all really don't read and pray. If we truly read and pray, then you realize how important reading the Bible and praying is. And then we don't need to repeat it too much.
Right?
Just like if you have children, you tell them to do something.
就好像你有儿女的话, 你跟你的儿女叫,
for example, every Wednesday, take out the garbage.
每个礼拜三把,
and Wednesday come, they take out the garbage.
当礼拜三来到的时候,
so as parents, you have nothing to say, right? You already take out the garbage.
所以你的父母就跟他们这样讲, 就不用说什么。
But if they're always forgetting to take out the garbage,
假如说这儿女时常忘记把这个,
then as parents, you always need to remind them.
所以他的父母时常就要,
so that's why there's many things in the Bible we need to do, even though we listen many, many times, but we need to do it.
所以有的时候我们听到很多的道理, 但是,
so it can be part of us as a Christian.
所以这个道理就是, 跟我们在我们的心里,
and let me ask you also another question.
我想, 弟兄姐妹分享另外一个问,
when Eve partake the forbidden fruit,
当夏娃, 吃了这个善恶果,
you know what kind of fruit she ate?
我们知道这个果子到底是哪一种果子吗?
So one time I went to Hawaii.
有一次我到夏威夷,
and I asked the brother and sister there, say, what kind of fruit did they, you know, that Eve and Adam ate?
我就问弟兄姐妹说，亚当夏娃所吃的这个果子到底是哪一种果子？
And one of the sisters yelled out, mango.
有一个姐妹就讲到说是芒果。
Say, and for me, I was in shock, like, wow, why you say it's mango?
我还想说为什么他会讲芒果？
Because mango is spelled M-A-N-G-O, right?
芒果是用英文拼 M-A-N-G-O. N-G-O.
So this means after man eat it, man go outside the Garden of Eden, right? So that's why man go.
在亚当吃了以后, 他就被出逐去, Eden园.
So maybe in Chinese not as funny, I don't know.
也许中文可能没有那么好笑。
But so when Eve partake the forbidden fruit,
当夏娃吃了这个, 禁恶, 三个果的时候,
was Adam with her?
那个时候亚当是跟他在一起吗？
With Adam, with Eve.
亚当那个时候有跟夏娃在一起吗？
How many people say yes? Raise your hand.
有多少人说他那个时候跟夏娃在一起？
So no one say yes.
没有一个人说是在一起。
So only the Bible say yes.
只有圣经上是这样讲吗？
Let's go to the book of Genesis.
请看创世纪。
Because if Adam was with her, then the spiritual teaching is very different.
假如说亚当与夏娃在一起的时候，这个属灵的教训就有点不一样。
And if Adam was not with her, then the way we teach about the spiritual teaching is very different.
所以假如说亚当没有跟夏娃在一起的话，这个属灵的道理就有点不同。
So chapter 3 verse 6 Genesis.
创世纪第三章
verse 6
第六节。
So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate.
第六节，于是女人见那果树的果子好做食物，也引人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，那使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
So the Chinese version that says he was with her.
中文的解释。
Well, I'm asking you. Yeah. No, yeah, right? Yeah. So Chinese doesn't say. So all this time, right, that we never say, oh, Adam is now with her. But in the English version, right, and also in the original text, Adam was with her, right?
但是在中文英文的解释，那个时候亚当是与夏娃在一起的。
But okay, we can say, oh, Adam was with her in the garden, not with her, with her.
那我们也可以讲说那个时候亚当是在这个伊甸园，但是不是在夏娃的旁边。
But look at verse 7.
我们看第七节。
Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings.
第七节，他们两个人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是身肉体，便拿无花果的树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
So in Chinese, it's very clear that both of their eyes were open, right?
在中文讲到说，他们两个人的眼睛就明亮。
So imagine if he's not Eve. Imagine he's Eve, right? Imagine you're Eve, right?
假如说我是夏娃。
Then I'm Adam.
他是亚当。
And then Eve, she's very far away.
那个时候夏娃是非常的远。
And then she ate the forbidden fruit.
她吃了这个善恶果的时候。
Oh, my, her eyes would be open already, right? Because sin.
他们那个时候眼睛就明亮了，因为有罪。
And then when she come to Adam, she said, Adam, don't eat it, don't eat it.
然后她就可以到亚当那边讲说，跟他叫他不要吃。
But they both eyes open at the same time. This mean Eve ate it, and then hey, Adam, have some. Then when eat it, then both eyes open at the same time. You understand?
所以说是夏娃先吃了以后，然后亚当再吃了以后。所以那个时候，他们两个眼睛就开始明亮。
Because if they were not together, then Eve ate and she would see herself naked, and then something is different, something is wrong, then she would warn Adam.
假如说那个时候他们没有在一起的话，就是当夏娃吃了以后，她的眼睛明亮，她就知道她赤身了，
so,
然后她就会警告夏娃亚当。
So during that time, Adam was with her.
那个时候，亚当是在夏娃的旁边。
So Adam is like a typical husband. Whatever your wife do, you don't really pay attention, right?
所以，亚当最好比说我们平常的一个丈夫，就是他妻子做什么，他都没有注意到。
And he's supposed to be the head of the household.
他应该是在家庭家里的主。
When Eve talking to the serpent, he should have paid attention. Hey, don't God tell us not to talk with him, right?
当夏娃跟这个蛇讲话的时候。
But when she ate the fruit, he didn't even stop with that mind stop, but he ate with her.
当夏娃吃了这个善恶果了以后，亚当并没有阻止他，他还一起跟夏娃一起吃这个善恶果。
So that's why husband, we really need to pay attention.
所以做丈夫的真的要注意到这一点。
As a spiritual leader in the house, we need to pay attention to what our wife is doing, especially when it comes to think concerning salvation.
假如说这是一个家里的属灵的领导者。真正应该是要带领这个家庭。
Of course, it's not wrong if you say Adam was not with her, but the Bible says with her and both the eyes were open.
但也许我们讲说那个时候亚当没有跟在夏娃的旁边，但是圣经上讲说那个时候他们两个是在一起，他们吃了以后眼睛就明亮。
For example, how many people enter the land of Canaan after 40 years in the wilderness?
在以色列人40年的在旷野中走的时候，有多少人进入了迦南地？
How many people?
有多少人？
Three.
三个。
Which three?
哪三个？ 两个探子。
So Joshua, the spies, right? So Caleb. Yeah. Joshua, they are both spies, right? Okay. Okay. So two. Right? Two. How many people say two?
有多少人说有两个进入迦南地？
Don't afraid to raise your hands now.
Just... 不要怕，可以举手。
Actually, so this means like to the whole wilderness, right? There's 2 million people, only two enter.
在这旷野当中，只有200万的人，只有两个人进入迦南地。
But actually, no, there's many people enter the promised land.
但是实际上有很多人进入这个应许之地。
The two is only from the 600 that can fight in war.
这两个人。就是从这六千个这个军队里面可以打上的。
All the women enter the promised land.
全部的妇女性都进入了这个应许之地。
And all the Levites enter the promised land.
全部的利未人也进入这个应许之地。
And anybody is over 20 or 21 and older enter the land.
20岁
if they didn't die already.
20岁到20岁以上都还没有死的，全部都进入这个迦南地。
Actually, it's all in the Bible. I didn't have time to go through. It's all in the Bible.
全部这个都记载在圣经里。
So that's why when we say something, don't take our words for it. You need to check it for yourself in the Bible.
所以说，当这个讲道者讲出一些道理，但是有些时候我们自己要去查考。
Only when we can find in the Bible, then we say Amen.
所以当我们在查考圣经上是真实的，我们就可以说阿门。
The reason I want you to think about this because on the end days, many of us will be deceived.
所以我想让弟兄姐妹去思考这个道理，就是在末世的时候，很多人都会被欺骗。
For example, if someone say, "Look at the man on the cross,"
有些
the thief on the cross.
举个例子，我们看这个在十字架上的这个强盗。
He was not baptized.
这个人他没有受洗。
And look at him, Jesus saved him.
但是主耶稣却救了他。
So we as chosen people, God, how would we answer that?
所以假如说我们是拣选的信徒，那我们怎么回答这个问题？
Because if we don't know how to answer that, then our faith become very shaky.
假如说我们不知道怎么回答这个问题的话，我们的信仰就会摇动。
Why? Because if we don't know how to answer, this means actually maybe he is right. He don't need to be baptized.
所以我们假如说不知道回答的话，也许我们想说这也许他是对的，他也许不需要受洗。
So how can we answer this?
那我们如何回答这个问题？
Just think, right? You need to learn how to think like this.
所以我们仔细的思考。
Because as a minister, everywhere I go, I encounter many of these kind of questions.
所以作为一个传道者，到不同的地方，有很多人问类似的问题。
And they all quote from the Bible too. Remember?
他们也是从圣经上举例子。
Many people use the Bible the same thing as us.
有很多人也是用圣经举例子，像我们一样。
But we have the mind of Christ.
但是我们有主耶稣的心。
We have the spirit of Christ.
我们有主耶稣的灵。
We should be able to discern what's right and wrong very clearly.
所以我们应该很清楚的能够分辨对或错。
So how can we know?
那我们如何知道？
So how can we answer this question?
我们如何回答这个问题?
The thief did not need to be baptized.
这个强盗他没有受洗。
You heard this question before, right?
我们有没有听过这个问题?
So how would we answer it?
那我们到底如何回答这个问题?
Let's see the council members. Ethan, Mike, all you guys.
负责人回答。
How would you answer it?
你如何回答这个问题?
Yes, right? It's a very simple answer.
救恩还没有实现。
Because during that time, Jesus did not die for mankind yet.
但那个时候，主耶稣还没有为众人而死。
Even if he died for mankind, he has not ascended to heaven yet.
他还没有为众人而死，他还。假如说他为众人死的话，他还没有升天。
Because the reason that our baptism, Holy Communion, foot washing is so effective because of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们教会的那个洗礼跟圣餐礼跟洗脚礼一些的圣礼为什么那么有是真理的？因为我们有圣灵。
So salvation was not complete yet.
为什么有功效？因为我们有圣灵。
So baptism is not necessary.
因为救恩还没有完全。
But even today,
洗礼还没有功效。
Even right now,
就算今天。
For example, Brother Ethan is not baptized yet.
举个例子 ，Ethan 今天没有受洗。
And Jesus comes say,
主耶稣来到他面前。
Ethan, you are saved.
就跟他讲说你得救了。
Of course, you will be saved.
的确，你真的会得救。
Well, Jesus said.
因为主耶稣他本身说你会得救。
But the kind of case is very special.
所以那这个是特别的一个例子。
That's why everything we do have to go back to the Bible.
所以每一个我们思考所做的都要从圣经来
找出答案。You need to be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要受洗，得到圣灵。
To enter the kingdom of God.
才能够进神的国。
So we say any other ways, this means we're going against Jesus' teaching.
所以我们用任何的方法的话，就违背了神基督的道理。
But for those people never heard about God.
那假如说一些人从来没有听过。神的道理的人呢?
How can you say they are condemned?
那我们怎么可以说他会 会死去。
So, can anybody answer that? People who never knew God.
怎么有罪？那有谁可以回答这个问题
？And sometimes they use Book of Romans chapter 2, right? Let's go to Book of Romans chapter 2.
有些时候我们用罗马书
Romans chapter 2
来解释罗马书第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
第十四节，罗马书第二章第十四节。
For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these although not having the law are the law to themselves. Verse 15.
第十五节。
Who show the works of the law written in their hearts, their conscience as bearing witness, and between themselves and their thoughts, accusing them or excusing them. Verse 16.
第十六节。
In the day when God will judge the secret of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. So sometimes different Christians use this. If people do not know God, this means their conscience already excusing them.
所以有些人讲说，基督徒讲说，有些人根本没有听过神的道理，不知道神的话，他们的心里就是他们自己的审判。
So what can we say? How can we answer this?
那我们如何回答这个问题
？People who never know Christ.
所以有些人根本不知道基督。
I never heard about Jesus.
从来没有听过基督。
Anybody?
有谁可以回答这个问题？
First, when I went to Ghana and Kenya.
So, 我有去加拿跟肯亚。
And we went really to the rural area.
所以我们那个时候真正的去了这个这些地方很深入的一个村庄。
Almost everybody in the whole world, doesn't matter they live, they know Jesus.
在那边几乎大部分的人都知道主耶稣。
That's the first thing.
都信主耶稣。
Right, that's the first thing.
这是第一点。
The only thing they do not know is a true salvation.
只有一点他们不知道就是真理的救恩。
That's why we have to go out and preach the gospel.
所以我们要出去传福音。
But if we read in verse 12,
我们请读十二节。
Verse 12,
第十二节。
For as many as have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and many as have sinned in the law will be judged by the law.
第十二节，凡是律法犯了罪的，也必不按律法灭亡；凡在律法以下犯了罪的，也必按律法受审判。
So this means doesn't matter you know the law, you don't know the law, but on the end, right, you will perish with it or without it.
所以这边讲到说，不管是你知道律法或不知道律法，你最后不按律，也是会灭亡的。
Why? Because verse 16.
因为第十六节讲到。
In the day when God judged the secret of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel.
就在神借着耶稣基督审判人以密事的日子，照着我的福音所言。
On the end days, everybody will be judged by the word of God.
在末世的时候，每一个人都会被。基督的福音来做审判。
And let's go to 2 Thessalonians.
请看
2 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书
Chapter
1. 第一节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
2 Thessalonians.
Yeah, 2 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦后书
Chapter 1 verse 8
第一章第八节，第八节要报应那不认识神的，那不听从我主耶稣福音的人。
So here it says, taking vengeance, like flaming fire, taking vengeance on those. There's two group of people. What kind of group of people is?
在这边讲到说两种的人是到底是哪两种人
？There's two different kind of groups, right?
在这边说两种不同的人。
What is the first group of people?
第一种人是哪一种？
Yes, first, who do not know God.
一种是说不相信神的人。
So we don't say, oh, people who do not know God, they will be saved. The Bible is very clear. Actually, on the end days, those who do not know God, they also will be judged.
都是不知道神的人，在末世一些不知道神的人，他们也要受审判。
And second,
第二种人。
What kind of group of people?
是哪一种人？
Yes, who do not obey the gospel.
不顺服神福音的人。
So this means all mankind cannot get away with God's judgment.
所以众人都必须要受到神的审判。
Even in Africa, 80% of the people there are Christian.
在非洲80%的人都是基督徒。
Of course, Christian only by name.
所以也许他们只是挂这个基督徒的名号。
So that's why for us, even though we are Christian,
所以我们是基督徒。
Make sure we're not only Christian by name.
所以我们不要只挂着基督徒的。
Because the judgment will start here first.
因为审判将会从神的家中开始。
Let's go to 1 Peter.
请看彼得前书。
First Peter.
彼得前书。
First Peter.
彼得前书。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
chapter 4, verse 17.
第四章第十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节。
For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God, and if it begins with us first, will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God. Verse 18.
第十八节。
Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Verse 19.
十九节。
Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their soul to him doing good as to a faithful creature, creator. So we can see that during this time, the judgment will start at the household of God.
所以审判要从神的家起手。
And those who in the household of God will scarcely be saved.
所以在家中里面的神家中的人就紧紧的要得救。
If the righteous are scarcely saved, what about those who are ungodly, or those who do not know God?
假如说一人要紧紧得救，那不敬虔和犯罪的人将如何的？
Actually, they have no chance at all.
所以他们那个时候就没有这个机
会。So when we read the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to verse 23.
当我们读马太福音第七章二十。
When Jesus said, you know, on the end day, not everybody call me Lord, Lord can enter the kingdom of heaven.
当主耶稣讲到说，在末世的时候，不是每一个人称为主和主的都可以得救。
But those who do the will of the Father.
只有照着神旨意的人才可以得救。
But in that day, many people will say to him, "Have we not prophesied in your name?"
在那个时候，有很多人讲说，难道我们用你的名来传福音吗
？Cast out demons in your name.
用你的名来赶鬼。
Do wonders and signs in your name.
用你的名来行很多神迹奇事。
But you say I never knew you.
主耶稣讲说我不认识你。
Actually, these people are us, the chosen one.
这些人也许就是我们。
But because we live a life without doing the will of God.
因为我们活着过着这个生活，没有照着神的旨意去做。
That's why enter the narrow road is not easy.
所以进入这个窄门是不简单的。
That's why we always have to come together and study the word of God together.
所以我们要经常来到教会。聚集在一起来查考神的道。
So you can see the Bible, there's many teaching we need to follow.
所以在圣经上有很多道理我们必须要顺服。
Now let's go to is it frozen? Yeah, it froze. Let's try to It's frozen, huh? Yeah, maybe you come up here to... Oh, okay, thanks. Okay. So let's go to first. Let's go to John chapter 1.
请看约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13.
第十二节到第十三节。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
But as many as receive him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Verse 13.
第十三节。
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. So in these two verses, the Bible tells us those who are born of God.
在这两节讲到说从神而生的人。
And those who receive him will become his children.
就是相信他、接受他的人成为作为神的儿女。
And verse 13, how many ways can a person be born?
在十三节讲到说有几种方法可以出生。
And verse 13, how many ways a person can be born?
第十三节有几种方法可以出生。
How many ways?
几种方法。
But if we read verse 13,
我们读十三节的话。
How many ways can a person be born?
So, 一个人可以从几种方法而出生?
According to verse 13, right? Four, right? What is the first one?
第一种是哪种方法出生? 从血气而生。
Okay, natural, right? So, born of blood. There's some version born of blood, right? And what's the second one?
第二种。
Human decision, right?
从情意而情欲。
What's the third one?
第三种。
Husband's will.
从人意而
生。 Is that right? And the fourth one.
第四种。
Born of God, right? So in the eyes of God, which one is only, you know, is only right?
从神的眼里看来，到底哪种生出生是正确的？
Yes, 从神而生。 But of God, right?
的确是从神而生。
So this means, think about this. When Jesus said, You must be born again of water and spirit.
所以让我们想想看，主耶稣讲说，我们必须从水和圣灵生。
But even though there's four different ways to be born,
虽然有四种方法而生，
some born of blood,
有些人用从血气而生，
but they are not children of God.
他们不是神的儿女。
So what does this mean when you're born of blood?
所以这个从血气而生的意思是什么意思？
And this means by nature, when people want to establish the church, when people want to establish this, they will come together, right? And just establish the church.
所以是从很自然的方法，有些教会。来形成教会是从不同的人聚集在一起来成立教会。
The same thing, the will of the flesh and the will of man.
这是从是人的意思，血气的意思。
You can see so many churches in the world.
因为我们可以在这世界上看到很多的教会。
Even you look at the church history.
我们看到这个教会的历史。
Who is the founder?
谁是这个教会的？
Who is the founder of the church?
主力者。谁是这个教会的这个主力者？
So all the churches in the world, who's the founder of the church?
在这个一切世界上的全部的教会，谁是这个教会的开拓者、主力者
？It's very important.
是非常重要的。
And who's the founder of our church?
那谁是我们教会的？
Sometime in the other denomination, read that doctrine, they're like, what kind of crazy people? The true church is, you know, found by the Holy Spirit. It's like, they don't understand it.
有些人读我们教会的教义，会觉得说我们有点。为什么有这些道理？
But every other churches, if you look at who the founder is, always a man's name, a somebody's name.
假如说我们看任何的教会，问他们说谁创办你们教会？
Why? Because
他们就会讲一个人的名字。
Many churches are born right, from the will of man, from the flesh, from the blood.
有很多教会都是从血气、情欲跟人意而生的。
But it's only one that born of God.
只有一个是从神而生的。
And those who become His children.So do not think like there's so many churches out there. Actually, they also are safe. No, it cannot be.
所以我们不要想任何还有很多教会在外面，他们都可以得救。
Why? Because the church is the bride of Christ.
因为教会就是神的心腹。
And Christ has only one bride.
基督的心腹，基督只有一个心腹。
The church is the body of Christ.
教会是神的身体。
And Christ has only one body.
基督只有一个身体。
It cannot be more than that.
所以不会有第二个身体。
So that's why we think about this.
所以我们会思考这个道理。
When we think about one true church,
我们想说真教会。
Let's put true Jewish church aside.
我们把真耶稣教会把它放在旁边。
But go back to the Bible and say, what is the one true church?
所以我们从圣经查考到底这个真教会在哪里。
The first one who are children of God, it must be born of God.
所以一个神的儿女的话，必须要从神而生。
If any church is established in the other way, they are not children of God.
所以任何的教会从不同的方法而生而创办的话，他们就不是从神而生。
And let's how what about Abraham? How many wives did Abraham has?
那亚伯拉罕他有几个妻子
？How many wife?
有几个妻子
？According to the Bible, right? How many wife?
对，从圣经里查考他有几个妻子。
How many?Take a guess, that's all. Yeah,
just 猜一下
Abraham, right? How many wives?
亚伯拉罕有几个妻子？撒拉。
Okay, so Sarah one.
撒拉第一个。
Hagar two.
夏甲第二个。
Yeah, Keturah, right? Three.
基斯拉。
Any other wives that we know?
任何的吗？任何的。
Huh?Yeah, but the concubine, yeah, we don't, right now, yeah, you know, we don't count, right? The Bible specifically, that's their wife, right? He had begotten children.
圣经上讲说这些是他亚伯拉罕的妻子，他有为亚伯拉罕生小孩。
So, but how many children did he have?
他到底有几个儿女？
A lot. It's like a lot. According to the Bible, how many children did he have?
照着圣经上而讲，亚伯拉罕有几个儿女？七个
Say seven. Don't say seven. Okay, let's go with Keturah first. How many?
基斯拉
Keturah.
基斯拉
How many children you have with Keturah?
基斯拉有生了几个小孩
Okay, let's go to Genesis chapter 25.
请看创世纪
Genesis 25.
二十五章
Genesis 25, 1 to 3.
创世纪二十五章第一节到第三节
，one to three，
第一节到第三节
，verse one，
第一节
，and Abraham again took a wife and her name was Keturah， and she bore him Chebron, Jokron, Medan, Midian, Eshbak, And, oh, it's hard to pronounce. And then verse 3.
第三节。
Jokshan begot Sheba. So verse 1 and verse 2, how many children did he have?
第一节跟第到第三节他有几个儿女?
Six.
六个小孩。
And these children is really belong to Abraham?
这些小孩真正的是属亚伯拉罕的吗?
Okay, let's read verse 4.
我们请读第四节。
And the sons of Midian were Ephah, Hanok, Abida, and Elda. And those were the children of who?
第四节的小孩是谁的小孩?
Of Keturah.
是基斯拉的小孩。
Actually, it's quite amazing.
所以是非常惊讶。
Especially the genealogy from the Jews, right? Always a man, right? A father begot someone, right? But here...I say the children belong to Keturah.
所以从犹太人的家谱当中，这些小孩儿女的话都是属他父亲的，但是在这边却是讲这些小孩是属母亲的。
So this means their mother is Keturah. Okay, remember this.
他们母亲就是基斯拉。
Okay, what about Abraham under the law? Right, how many children did he have?
所以在律法之下的亚伯拉罕的儿女是有多少个？
How many did he have?
亚伯拉罕有多少个儿女？
Okay, we have five ready. It's five or six just now. Six, right?
六个。
And then, how many more children?
还有多少？
How many more? Two more. Right, two more.
还有两个。
Ishmael and Isaac. Okay. Let's go to Galatians chapter 4.
你看加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 21.
加拉太书第四章第二十一节。
Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? Verse 22.
二十二节。
For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a born woman, the other by a free woman. But verse 23.
二十三节。
But he who was of the born woman was born according to the flesh, born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman through promise.So here, under the law, if those want to live under the law, Abraham have two sons.
所以在律法以下的话，亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
So the first son is under a born woman, right? Who is that?
所以第一个儿子
，Ishmael, right?
就是。
And Hagar is the wife. And the Bible is very clear. They say they're born what? According to the flesh.
圣经讲说他是以情欲而生的，血气而生的。
But in the eyes of God, how many children Abraham has?
在神的眼里，亚伯拉罕有几个儿女？
Only one.
只有一个。
Only one. Okay. Let's go to Genesis chapter 22. It's very important.
看完创世纪。
Actually, Abraham is the father of many nations.
所以，因为亚伯拉罕是众人的之父。
So we have
众国之父。
Eight children altogether, and we are listed.
所以总共有八个小儿女。
But in the eyes of God, only one that is.Abraham's child.
但是在神的眼里，只有一个是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
Let's go to Genesis 22.
请看创世纪二十二章。
22 verse 1 and 2.
二十二章第一节到第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
第二节。
Then he said, "Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer there a burnt offering."On one of the mountains on which I shall tell you.
Okay. 第二节，神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你属生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把它献为燔祭。”
So in the eyes of God, there's only one son that belonged to Abraham.
在神的眼里，只有一个儿子是属亚伯拉罕的。
So if we look at Abraham,
我们看亚伯拉罕。
What happened again?Playing around with this thing. Okay. If you look at Abraham,
我们看亚伯拉罕的后裔
out of the three wives,
在他三个妻子当中
under Keturah have six,
在基斯拉有六个
under the law had two,
在律法之下有两个小孩
and then in the eyes of God is only one,
在神的眼里只有一个小孩
So eight children, Only one that according to God's will.
So 8个小孩, 只有一个是照着神的旨意。
So do not be surprised.
所以我们不要惊讶。
There can be many churches out there.
但是世上有很多的教会。
And they also worship Jesus.
他们也敬拜主耶稣。
They also worship God.
他们也敬拜神。
If they call Jesus my father, right? And what would Jesus say? Yes, right? My son.
他们假如说叫主耶稣, 天父的话,
but this son doesn't do the will according to the father.
但这些儿子的, 儿女的话,
so if the children, those seven children called Abraham father,
所以这个七个, 儿女的, 叫, 亚伯拉罕为父亲,
how would Abraham answer them?
那亚伯拉罕如何回应他们?
Yes, my sons. Right?
他说, 是的, 我的小孩。
But according to the eyes of God, is only one.
但是在神的眼里,
so many Christians, they worship God.
所以在世上很多基督徒,
they pray to God, they get healing.
他也被神医治, 一些神迹奇事。
And when they pray to God, they can have peace and joy.
他们, 祷告求神, 他们也得到, 平安喜乐。
But do not judge this, and they, oh, they are safe because of this kind of situation.
所以我们不要去, 以为这些, 在这种情况下, 他们可以得救。
I remember my co-worker. She's a devout Christian. And then I tell her, you know, she, I ask her, what day do you go to church?
我问她说,
and I say, you know, Sabbath's on a Saturday, right?
是礼拜六。
She's like, yeah, we go to church on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
她说，对，我是礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天去教会。
Like, wow, that's pretty special, right?
我觉得那是非常特别的。
So I cannot say anything about Sabbath, right?
所以我就没办法讲任何有关, 安息日的道理。
And then one time, one of their church brother possessed by evil spirit.
但是, their church brother?
Yeah, their church brother.
在他们教会有一个弟兄被, 魔鬼的, 附身。
And she told me,
然后他跟我讲,
and she said, during that time, what happened is that when the man possessed by evil spirit, and then they went in to pray for him.
在那个时候，那个人被魔鬼附身的时候，他们要为他祷告。
And that person is all, you know, feeling, hey, don't pray for me, I'm burning, right?
所以那个被魔鬼附身想说，不要为我祷告，我是被火烧着的。
So it seemed like they have the Holy Spirit.
好像他们是有圣灵。
So for me, when I first came to Christ, I was totally in shock.
所以当我来到 信主耶稣的时候,
so what is the difference between our church and their church?
所以到底跟别的教会跟我们教会有什么不同?
Then after, you know, come to, you know, to learn from different, different teachers and, you know, learn different Bible passage.
所以, 我来到教会在学习到不同, 从老师不同的道理以后,
let's go to Genesis chapter 25 again.
我们再看回来创世纪第25章。
Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪第25章。
Verse 6, 25 verse 6. But Abraham gave gifts to the son of the concubines which Abraham had, and while he was still living, he sent them eastward away from Isaac his son to the country of the east.
第六节，亚伯拉罕把次物分给他子属的种子，趁着自己还在的时候，打发他们离开他的儿子以撒往东方去。
So during this time, but Abraham gave gifts to the children of Keturah.
所以亚伯拉罕在这个时候给礼物、财物给基斯拉的儿女。
So that's why when people worship God,
所以当有人敬拜神,
they don't need to be the true son.
他们也许不是真的神的儿子。
God will give them different gifts.
神会给他们不同的礼物。
They will, you know, when you pray to God, God will heal them. God loves everybody.
当他们向神祷告的时候,
神真的会医治他们。 If they cast out demons in the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus itself is powerful. So, of course, Satan would be scared.
所以当他们用主耶稣的名来赶鬼的时候, 这个主耶稣的名是非常有能力的, 当然他们真的会, 这魔鬼会惧怕。
But look at verse 5.
但我们看第五节。
And Abraham gave all that he had to who?
亚伯拉罕将一切所有的给都给谁?
To Isaac.
都给了以撒。
This is quite amazing, right?
这是非常惊奇的。
Yes, he have 8 children.
对，的确，亚伯拉罕有八个儿女。
He gave gifts to the other 7.
他给其他财物给七个儿子。
But only one that Abraham gave everything that he had.
只有一个亚伯拉罕给他一切所有的给这个儿子。
Like I remember, you know, I went, every time I come, you always take me out to dinner, right? To lunch, eat noodles, something like that before, right?
我还记得我每次来到可能要教会的时候，有弟兄姐妹就会带我去不同的餐馆吃饭。
So, you know, we are good friends and good brothers, right?
我们是很好的朋友，是很好的弟兄姐妹。
But I'm sure when he passed away, right?
但假如说这个弟兄已经过世的话，
and everything his own, especially the house, right?
假如说他一切所有的他积的财宝，
I don't think my name is in there.
或是他的 或者他的房子，我想我的名字
没有在他之下。I don't think you like me that much,
right? 我说你没有那么的爱我。
But who is it you're going to give to your children?
所以你会给谁？你会给你的儿女。
So that's why sometimes for us is a true children of God.
所以有时候就是我们是真的神的儿女。
We always feel so jealous of other, you know, other children.
我们也许会对别人小孩嫉妒儿女。
Maybe sometimes, you know, if your children older, every time I see you take me out to dinner and stuff, and then your children say, "Hey, why don't you take me to dinner?" Right?
对，也许你的小孩长大以后，常常带他们去吃饭的话。那你会想说，为什么不带我去跟你们吃
饭？But they don't realize on the end they will inherit everything that the parents have.
所以在他们不知道在末世在最后的时候，他们将会得到他们父母的一切的积攒。
So that's why many Christians, of course, they pray to God. God will give them gift, right? Give a healing, give this, give that. But on the end, only one that can inherit the kingdom of heaven.
所以的确在这世上很多基督徒向神祷告，神会给他很多礼物财宝，但是在最后只有一个一个教会，神会应许给他的应许。
Why, look at
Keturah. 请看
Keturah, the children born of flesh.
他的儿女是从血气而
生。Born of blood.
从血情欲而生。
Born according to the will of man.
从人意而生。
So because of this, they only receive gifts.
所以因为这样，他们才只有得到这个财物。
And look at Hagar.
那我们看夏甲。
They born of blood.
从这个血气而生。
To the will of the flesh.
从人意而生。
The will of man.
人而生跟血气而生。
So because of this, they are born under bondage.
情欲而生，所以他们是从这个捆被捆绑的而生出来的。
But only one that born according to the promise.
但是只有一个是照着应许而生的。
And this promise is us.
这个应许的就是我们。
And because of this, on the end days, we receive the inheritance from our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这样，在末世的时候，我们将会得到主耶稣给我们的基业。
Now let's bow and pray in silent
take a break. 同心默，祷告。
Amen. Take a break until 3.
我们休息一下到休息一下到3:15。